this is really not a Bible prophecy seminar. But it would be worthless for me to come and tell you that these things are really going to happen and then not tell you that they are really happening now. Let me explain something that's going to happen within the next 9 months. May 4th, 1999, Yasser Arafat, according to the Oslo Peace Treaty, has the right to declare a Palestinian state. Why is that? Because according to the Oslo Peace Treaty signed by Yitzhak Rabin and Arafat in 1993, it was determined that the final status of the West Bank and Jerusalem must be settled. This transitional period would last 5 years, and at the end of that 5 years, the final status had to be concluded. Folks, it's not about Israel. It's not about the West Bank. It's about Jerusalem. And it's not about Jerusalem. It's about the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's about who controls the destiny of this planet. And God says, right here on this Mount Moriah in Jerusalem, where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, where Solomon built the temple, where Jesus looked across the valley into the temple and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? On this place where the altar of the Lord is erected, God says, this is where I take my stand. This is where I prove to the world I am the sovereign ruler of this planet. You can fight over every other nation you want. This piece of turf belongs to me. And if you don't believe it, just try to move Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 12, please read it. Zechariah says, God says, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling and a heavy stone, and anybody that even tries to touch it will shatter themselves. There is a reason why Jerusalem is the center point of all political activity that's going on right now, folks. It is the place of God where God establishes His dominion and His sovereignty over the planet, and that is why Satan will seek to establish himself as God on that place. Because if he doesn't control that piece of turf, he can make no claim to be God. I am telling you as honestly as I can that we are moving towards the final status negotiations and friction and fraction and everything else that's going to take place over who gets Jerusalem. And when you turn on the TV and you are hearing all this stuff about East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem, it's all baloney. It all is about the Temple Mount. And will the Jews get their piece of the Temple Mount? And the Bible says they most certainly will. So if you want to have something in the back of your mind to watch for prophetically, you keep watching the news and you keep listening and you keep waiting to see what's going to happen with the Temple Mount. Will they have it completely settled by May 4th, 1999? I am not making any prophecy to that end. I am simply saying, according to their own rules, they have said this issue is now to be settled. That's all I'm saying. If that's what they're saying and that's what they're doing, it behooves us to pay attention. Why? Because you can't have an antichrist, you can't have a man of lawlessness revealed until you have an altar. Just that simple. Well, there is a second beast which we will just have to... Let me just not read it for you. You can read it yourself. The second beast is called the false prophet. He gets everybody to focus on the first beast, and he even erects an image that somehow miraculously comes to life. There is a lot of speculation about how that could happen. I wish we had time to go into it. There are some very interesting myths that are actually very much a part of our culture that may actually have a connection to this. Real quickly, it is the myth of the golem. The golem is in the 16th century, a Jewish rabbi in Prague formed a clay man, and apparently, this is just a myth, this is just legend, I'm just, for your information, Apparently, this particular rabbi was one of the rabbis who was the guardian of the actual pronunciation of the name, wrote the name on a piece of paper, stuck the piece of paper in the mouth of this lifeless form of clay, and the myth and the legend is that it came to life and served him until he would reach up and take the name out of his mouth. Now, why is that true? I don't know. But let me tell you how popular it has become. It is the basis for all of the stories of Frankenstein. Frankenstein was a Jewish doctor. Okay? There's a connection to something very popular in our culture. Some are suggesting, could this be how this happens? Folks, I have no idea. What I do know is what the Bible says, that whether it's mechanical, spiritual, whatever, it's deception. And it will be used to deceive people into believing that this beast is to be worshipped.